Joined by Paul James, a 26-year-old currently living in Consett, County Durham, with Lowe's syndrome. Paul, tell me about Lowe's syndrome.
Lowe's affects only males. It affects the brain. That leads into the learning disability side of the syndrome. It affects the kidneys, which leads into kidney failure sometimes. The syndrome also affects the eyes. In my case, I was born with glaucoma, which I had to have the both lenses out the eyes removed so I was able to see. So that means now I can't focus.
Yeah. So for you personally, how apart from the eyesight, how has it affected you generally? And have you noticed it gradually getting worse, or does it stay the same?
I manage, apart from the eyesight, I manage pretty well. I've got a job and everything, so I just basically get on with life as best I can, really.
And you haven't noticed any gradual deterioration at all?
The problems have come up in the last year or 2 years, where I've been in hospital for quite a bit with kidney stones and water infections. I've also had things like my eyes. I have to get my eyes regular checked for the pressure.
It tends to be someone with a high profile pointing this sort of thing out to raise the awareness for this sort of thing.
For the Lowe Syndrome Trust, which is based in London, which was set up by parents Lorraine and Andrew Thomas. Their son Oscar was diagnosed with the syndrome. Jonathan Ross is a trustee for the charity.
What do you think should be done to raise the awareness?
I think it's good that someone like myself organises a charity night, so it's not just like, oh, he's got a disability, he can't do this. Because in a lot of charities, you see that, especially for laws and different things, you don't see people with the actual disease or syndrome raising money.
And you have, you raised more than £1,500 to date, and you still continue to raise more.
Yeah, definitely.